Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's statewide organization recently announced their annual Coolest Thing Made in South Carolina Award, which this year is something made with vodka. Sarah Hazard is president and CEO of the South Carolina Manufacturers Association. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Sarah, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, give our listeners a brief overview of your organization.
Sure. The South Carolina Manufacturers Alliance is a trade association dedicated exclusively to the interests of manufacturers all across South Carolina. We are the voice of South Carolina manufacturing at our state house and excited to do the work of representing manufacturers all across our state.
And how many members do you have now?
We've got about 225 manufacturers across all industries, as well as small, medium, and large manufacturers, again, across all 46 counties in South Carolina.
All right, now tell us about this awards program.
The Manufacturing Madness Contest, the coolest thing made in South Carolina, is a competition that we launched 4 years ago with the purpose of showcasing standout products that are made in South Carolina. It's a bracket-style competition similar to March Madness. We host the competition every March. Companies are nominated from the general public. Just this last year, we had over 150 products nominated. It's also an opportunity for us to really shine a spotlight on the skilled workforce that we have in manufacturing and in our state and the innovative companies that are here. It's just been really a great way to celebrate the manufacturing industry in South Carolina and to bring awareness to South Carolinians about all the really cool products that are made here.
All right, and so tell us who the winner was this year.
So this year's winner was a company called Gallo. They make High Noon Sun Sips, which is an adult beverage. They make this product in Chester, South Carolina, the canning operation where they produce about 1,000 cans per minute. The company employs about 350 people, and they're fairly new to the state of South Carolina.
I don't suppose that there was a taste testing going on.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Have you checked with the company? Has there been an increase in sales since this announcement came out?
Well, I do think it's a very popular product right now all across the country. It was neat to see how quickly it advanced to the Final Four and then to be named the winner of the coolest thing made in South Carolina.
Well, can you share with us who the other three were in the Final Four?
Sure. The other three that made it to the top four was a company named AFL. They make fiber optic cable in the upstate of South Carolina in Spartanburg County. We also had Boeing's 787 Dreamliner, which is made in North Charleston. And then lastly, we had Sleep Number's Climate Cool Smart Bed, which is made in Irmo, South Carolina. So those were the other three finalists that made it to the top four.
All right. And so at what point in the year do you get geared up for the competition again? I guess nominations, are they due by a certain time before the Manufacturing Madness starts in March?
Yes. So we open up nominations in February. So February of 2026 is when we will start the competition again. And anyone from the general public can nominate products going to our website at scmanufacturingmadness.com. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the rounds, there's about 2 weeks of nominations, and then we get into the voting, and every week for the next several weeks till about the end of March is when we will name the winner.
All right. So we will definitely be checking in with you again next year on this program. Thank you so much for your time today, Sarah.
Fantastic. We appreciate you and all of the people that cast the votes. One last thing I will say is we had over 220,000 votes cast in the competition last year, which was the most that we've had yet. So this competition is continuing to grow. And another neat point that I'd like to make is that we've had votes cast from over 120 countries around the world. So this competition is getting global attention, and we just appreciate all the enthusiasm and support for all the really cool products that we make here in South Carolina.
And I imagine there's going to be some of these High Noon Sun Sips showing up in coolers this summer.
I think so.
All right, Sarah, thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Sarah Hazard is president and CEO of the South Carolina Manufacturers Association in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage, as well as a link to the Winter Gallo in Fort Lawn, South Carolina. Our page is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.